piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. Well, we're coming to that season where soups are so important.
They're always important.
It starts to be a little chill. Soup really suggests itself. What are your favorite soups?
My favorite soups, I like broccoli. I like chicken noodle with homemade noodles and a homemade chicken broth. Lots of vegetables cut up and cooked in that broth. I like carrots and celery. I tend to leave the potato out. The noodles replace that carb. Fresh herbs, not too much garlic, but a little bit of garlic. Mm-hmm. Basically broth flavorers and then cooked chicken, which can be from a roasted chicken, cut up and thrown in at the last minute to heat up. Noodles cooked separately and then added in. I don't want to cook the noodles in the broth because sometimes it can make the broth cloudy because of the external starches from the noodles. So I cook those separately and then add them. Then there's Portuguese kale soup.
Portuguese kale. Now, what is that? Now, you were telling me about that.
You asked me, what does it have in it? I said, well, it has kale.
It has a Portuguese guy.
It's got a broth, typically a chicken broth, and it's got potatoes. But it also has the Portuguese linguiça, the sausage cut up. It's a hearty soup. Yeah. You can put in fresh herbs and, of course, salt and pepper. It's a very satisfying soup. It's a whole meal because the kale is very nutritious and there's a lot of it in it. So you have the kale and you have the meat and you have the potatoes and you have the broth. It's absolutely excellent. But soups are, they go on forever. And there's all kinds of things you can do with soup.
I'll tell you right now, my favorite is my friend Gene's spiced lamb meatball and bok choy soup.
Well, that sounds absolutely wonderful.
Well, it really is. If you buy a lamb, for instance, you get quite a quantity of ground lamb. Mm-hmm. It's not always easy to figure out something to do with it. This is something you can do with it because you make meatballs with the usual fashion. And I'll tell you, the recipe will be on our website post for today's Food Guys show. So look for Gene's spiced lamb meatball and bok choy soup. The interesting thing for me about it, I've never actually made the soup myself. I've watched her make it. It's delicious.
But you've eaten it.
Oh, I've eaten it and I love it. The curious thing about it for me is the original recipe where she got it, she's quite seriously modified it over a period of time, called for 3 cups of chicken broth. But she found that just using chicken broth did not give it enough body. And what she does now is has 3 cups of chicken broth and 3 cups of beef broth. So there's 6 cups altogether.
Uh-huh.
Now, I've never cooked anything where you combined chicken broth and beef broth. Have you?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you have.
The reason I did that is because I needed so much of one, I didn't have enough, so I combined the two of them to give me the volume that I needed.
Yeah.
It wasn't something I thought up ahead to do, but it turned out fine.
Yeah, the other nice feature of it is the orzo that you cook with it.
That's wonderful, and that's got the meatballs and it's got the bok choy.
Well, the bok choy, I think the original recipe that she had called for Swiss chard, but she modified it to bok choy. I think it's vastly superior because the bottom white part of the bok choy can be sautéed ahead of time and mixed in with everything else. Mm-hmm. And that has a nice feature. And then at the very last, you put in the leaves.
Sure, because you want them to be really nice and bright and green, and you want them to not be flabby.
They have a little structure, and they hold up very well. This is a great soup, and you can find the recipe, as I say, on our website.
The idea of adding the leaves at the end, when I cook the broccoli for the broccoli soup, when you're cooking a green vegetable, you have about 7 minutes before it turns drab color. So you have to be very careful. What I do with the broccoli, take the flowerettes and whatever stems I'm going to use, and I cook them in a big broad pan. I only put in about a half inch of water, and then vegetables are in a single layer. I bring that to the simmer, and then I cook it covered for 4 minutes or so, just until the flowerettes and the stems are really completely tender. That's why you need small pieces. I drain the liquid. Then I can puree the broccoli with some of that liquid, or I can make an actual base for the soup, which I tend to do. Sauteing onion in some olive oil or butter, and then adding some flour to that and cooking that together, and then adding hot broth, some of the liquid that the broccoli cooked in, and then some chicken stock. And then that makes a very thin sauce, which can be cooked down. And then I add some of that to the broccoli and puree it in the blender, and it becomes really this wonderful bright green. That's pretty much the soup. And if I want to add a little bit of dairy, which is not necessary, you can add like a half cup of milk or something like that. And you can serve the soup hot or cold.
I should mention, quite often, Gene serves the lamb soup with a yogurt at the end as a topping. You don't need it, really. That's the nature of soup, is
yes.
that it's
very
quite
open-ended.
Open to experiment.
Very open-ended.
For aspiring cooks, get those kids in there and get them making a soup.
And make a
that
soup.
That would be a very good thing to do. And another
yes.
good thing to do is come back next week for
The Food Guys.
Breakfast.